a wide beam, Kaira Arbu, a beam that's 4 tefachim wide, that goes straight across a bar of water, is materis b'mayim. It's mater, each chatzah, to carry up from this bar into that chatzah, the water. So this case of Kaira Arbu, that's materis b'mayim, Rashi said, that's not a shower case. Rashi is at the top, Rashi here, on the base, is the bar shebein beis chateris. We're talking about a board that was in between two chaseris. Unesuna arochba, and it's put on its width. The emtsa bor, mamish in the middle of the bor, lamal on top. So it's matter. Why is it matter? That since this board is rochiv dalad, is wide, four tvachim, we say pi tikri yerd v'seisim, the two sides of the boards go straight down. So we say as if there's a mechitza now dividing up this bar of water. So each chaser is allowed to carry up from the water right next to its chaser. Because each chatzah, we say, he's carrying it not from another rishus, he's carrying it from the water right next to its own rishus. Now, the shaila is, where is the mechitzah here? There's no mechitzah inside the bar itself. The only mechitzah you have here is that on top of the rim of the bar, you have a beam going straight across, mamish in the middle of the bar, dividing the bar on top. And we say, pi tikri yerd v'seisim. But at kol ponim, there's no mechitzah inside the bar. So according to this Vakash, according to Rabbi Yehuda before, that Zayah according to Beis Shammai, Zayah according to Beis Hillel, the Mechitza has to go down and at least touch the water. According to Beis Hillel, the first Tefach of the Mechitza has to be in the water. And there you have no Mechitza at all, even near the water. It's only all the way on top of the rim you have a beam, four tefachim wide, over the rim of the bor, coming down with Pitikra. So that's going to be the Kasha soon. So first thing, Gemara has a question like this. For the Gemara, Ha-Ka'ozo Dli Li'ida Gisa. How does it help you, Stam, you have a kura on top of the bore, like across the diameter of the bore, but at kol ponim, when you lower down your pitcher on your side, the pitcher, Mestama, swings over to the other side of the bore. So you're schlepping up the water from the other chatzar. It should be yasa timetalta from one chatzar to another chatzar. We're talking about these two chatzarim, they're not making a rubik chatzaris together. Umaitzin, you're schlepping it up. And for the Gemara, that's not so shver. Kim lehula rabbonon, the rabbonon know for sure that the ain deli mahalach yoisam yabot tvachim. When you lower down a pitcher straight down, it doesn't swing more than four tvachim. So since the width of this curve, this beam going across on top, that's dividing the bar in half, is wide four tvachim, so when each chatzah puts down the pitcher near his side, we're not afraid the pitcher will swing over to the other side, to the other chatzah side, because the curve itself is four tvachim wide, and a beam does not swing more than four tvachim. So we're not afraid the pitcher will swing. The pitcher will swing into the other side, the other chatzah. So that's not so shver. Refract the Gemara, but tachas kira, but underneath the kira itself, miyuho ariva maya. What's the heter here? This beam is only going straight across on top of the rim of the bor, but inside the bor there's no hefsek at all. So the water mamish looks like it's one body of water. It looks like both chaserim are using one body of water. So it should be yosef to use this water to carry it up without the ruvah chaseris. Yes, the Gemara answers, Elam Mishum de Kalhu Shakilu Chachom V'mayim. V'mayim. I tell you, there's a special kalas here, the Rabbanim were lenient here, by the loch is over water. Whenever you're holding by making a mechitzah over water, the Rabbanim will make it. Even though you have such a small mechitzah just with a beam going across the top of the rim of the bor. What's the raya? Kideboyimene Rabbi Tavla Mirav. Like Rabbi Tavla asked the Shana from Rav. Mechitza Teluya. When you have a mechitza, that's 10 tefachim high, but it's hanging in the air. In other words, not mamish reaching the ground. It's not even gimel tefachim off the ground. It's more than gimel tefachim away from the ground. So the shaila is ma'u shatata b'churba. If it's going over dry land, is it mutter to use these mechitzas to make either a shus yachid inside it, or to use it for mechitzas of a sukkah? Can you use such mechitzas that are hanging, not reaching the ground, to say as far from good achis? Will look as if these mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high should go straight down to the ground. Do we say it or not? Or Malay, the answer in back. Ein mechitza tluya materis, no. A mechitza that does not reach the ground, it's more than gimel tefachim off the ground, is possible. It's not called a mechitza. Ela b'mayim, only when the mechitza is going over water, do we say good achis that the mechitza does go down and reaches the water. That is a svara kalhu shekilu hachom b'mayim. The Rabbonim gave a special lenient, a special kalis, when we're talking about mechitzas over water. that even though over the dry land we don't say good achis, the mechitza does not go down. We'll say if I care, since the kids could walk underneath the mechitza, the gediyim boikimbo, it stops good achis. But when the mechitzas are going over the water, then we are makel to say yes, the mechitza comes down up until the water. So we see here, since we say kalas by water, hu adin, this Rav Nachman, or Amar Rav Aravu, also holds a kalas. That we have the beam going over across the top of the water, top of the rim of the bor, we're also makel over water to say the mechitzas go down. The Rashi learns, I call upon him with the stira to Rav Yehuda Shita before, that before Rav Yehuda said, even by a bor, when you want to make a mechitz inside the bor, Basil holds the mechitz has to at least go a tefach down inside the water. And we paskin like that. So since we paskin, the mechitz has to be in the water. You have to have a separation to look as if the waters are separate. It doesn't help you this bor here if you have a kura going straight across on top of the rim of the bor. Our core point of the mechitz is not inside the bor. We do not see any hefsig dividing up the two bodies of the water. So that's Rashi Shita, that Rav Nachman Taka argues on Rav Yehuda. The Chur of the Tais doesn't like this pshat, because we pask like both halachas here. We Taka pask like Rav Yehuda. So it's Shvet Hashem Rav Nachman argues. So maybe there's a chilek here, that here we're talking about a Kira Arba. The board is four tfachim wide. Now whenever you have a board four tfachim wide, then we say the lumdus is Pi Tikra Yerid V'Saisim. It's not a din in the mechitza going down, it's a din in pitikra. So when you have like a tikra, like a roof, a beam that's four tfachim wide, has a din like a roof already, and then we say pitikra yerid v'saisim. So pitikra, this svar is a bigger halacha. It's a stronger halacha that the mechitza goes down. See, even though the mechitza is only all the way on top of the rim, but we say as if a mamish goes down to the water. Ma'ashenke in stama, a mechitza that's not dalet tfachim thick. It's only like a mashu thick. Even though the mechitza is yutzfachim high, and it could be very wide, but our kolpanim is not thick, dalet tfachim. Therefore, that mechitza we do not say is matir in a bor, unless the mechitza's mamash touch the water. That's Beisilu, that's a yudishit according to Beisilu. But here, when you have a kaira is a bigger matir. A kaira we say pitikri yer v'saisim, here we could be mekel mua. So, male is no stiru halacha, you could hold some both halachas. Taisus though says a little different pshat according to Rabbeinu Tam or different Akimta. But Kol Panim Tais says also is not a stira to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Tais has a different teretz here, different Akimta in the Gemara. Something more vital. Omer Rabbi Yehuda loy tei mechitza. So Rabbi Yehuda now mission is a big mekel that says that the mechitza that's dividing up this bor of water does not have to be inside the bor, inside the rim. It could even be all the way on top of the bor, as long as the mechitza is yud tfachim high and goes across the bor, that's also good. The Mara Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You should know Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Omra. Rabbi Yehuda holds the same shita that Rabbi Yosi does in Hilchos by Masechta Sukkah. The Yoma that Rabbi Yosi holds mechitza tluya materas afilu biyabosha. You should know he holds a mechitza that's mamish hanging in the air, that's not reaching the ground. Abi the mechitza has a height of yud tfachim to it, even though it doesn't reach the ground within gimel tfachim, still it's a matter. We do say good achas even by mechitzas over the abosha. That's Reb Yosi Shita. Shmuel Gemara means to say that that's where Reb Yehuda is makel, that this mechitza, even though it's all the way on top of the bor, it's not inside the bor, so it doesn't even look like the mechitza has to do with the water. It looks like stam a regular mechitza. So what? Even by regular mechitza over yabosha, over dry land, we also say good achis. So therefore, here, as long as the mechitza is dividing the bor in half, even though the mechitza is all the way on top of the bor, still we would say good achis as if the water goes all the way down. Hey, bishleimer Rabbi Yehuda the Amar, that's mas be beisilim besharman the mishnah that holds no that the mechitza has to be inside the bor. The pshat is that we only say good achis by mechitzas when it's matter over water. So it has to be inside the bor to be nikkur that's coming to be matter the bor. But if it's all the way on top of the bor, it's not nikkur. It doesn't look like it's coming to be matter the bor. Therefore, we're not matter. We're not maker with such mechitzas. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that says good achas even by regular mechitzas over dry land. Who was in here also? Even though the mechitzas are all the way on top of the bor, so what? These mechitzas are also matter. That's what Gemara wants to say. That Rabbi Yehuda Shino goes aliba the Rabbi Yosi. The what? Nochemol? The Beshitas Rabbi Yosi Yomra. The Yomra that he says, the Yomra Mechitza Tluya Materas Afilu Biyabosha. The Tanan, we learned in Hilchos Sukkah, Hameshal Shel Dofanes, if somebody is making mechitzas of the Sukkah, and he's like weaving the mechitzas, he's weaving to make a mechitza. Hameshal Shel Dofanes, he's making the walls. Milmala Lamati starts to weave from upwards downwards. Is Bizman Shegvoyas Minoras Gimel Tfachim. If these mechitzas did not reach within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, he should know psula. The mechitzas is possible. Milmata Lamal, let's say you start weaving from downwards upwards. In Gevoya Yutfachim, once the mechitza becomes Yutfachim like Shera, that's called a good mechitza for a sukkah. But the opposite way, if the mechitza is off the ground more than Gimel Tfachim, we do not say good aches by mechitzas vilcha sukkah. Rabbi Yoisi Yoimer, no. Kishem Shem Milmata Lamalo Asara, just like from downwards to upwards, if you have Yutfachim for a mechitza, it's a kosher mechitza. That we say good achis, good asik, that the mechitzas yutfachim, it goes all the way up, is kach milmala lamata. The same way if you're weaving a mechitza from upwards downwards, asara, which it comes down, which you have a mechitza that has a height of 10 tfachim, even though it doesn't reach the ground, you start to weave all the way up, and you're weaving downwards, and you don't weave, doesn't come down to gimel tfachim of the ground, still it's kosher. That's Reb Yosi Shita. In other words, we say good aches by Hilchos Sukkah, even over Yabosh, even over dry land, nothing to do with water. So Rabbi Yosi is a maker who doesn't say from Gdi and Boikimbo, he also is called the good Mechitza. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that says that the Mechitza can be straight across the bor, on top of the bor, is mutter, goes according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. That we say good aches by any type of a Mechitza. So the Gemara of Elohi, I'll tell you, no, there's no Rai, they're not totally Zebizir. Elohi, Loi Rabbi Yehuda Sova Lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah does not hold from Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush. I'll tell you, Loi Rabbi Yosi Sova Lo Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi does also not hold from Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush. Neither of them hold from one another. What's the pshat? Rabbi Yehuda Loi Sova Lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. Does not hold that you say good achis by mechitzas. Na'ad kam like come Rabbi Yehuda. When is Rabbi Yehuda making on our Mishnah Elidei Rubi Chatzeres? What's the question here in our Mishnah? You have this bor, this ditch of water, that's in between two Chatzerim. Now really, it's all a Rishus Yachid Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to schlep up this water from the bor into the Chatz, there's no problem here, it's all a big Rishus Yachid. It's only Yishal and the Rabbonin that you have to come on to Rubi Chatzeres. Without making a Rubi Chatzeres, it's also to carry up from the bor into each Chatzer. So Balkas only Yishal and the Rabbonins is Elabei Ruba Chatzeres the Rabbonin. Here Rabbi Yehuda is makel to say good aches, even though the mechitza is all the way on top of the bor, it's not even in the rim of the bor, so what? Even though the mechitza doesn't look like it's coming to the mat of the water, but so what? Since you have a mechitza here, and we could say good aches, so any time Yishal and the Rabbonin think halachas, we do say good aches. Therefore the mechitza is kosher in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you. Yeah, all right, turn over, we'll see. Avul Sukkah, Mashenken in Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush that Ilcha Sukkah, the Yiraisa, that's halachim in the Yiraisa, you have to have three walls of a mechitza loy. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda does know from Rabbi Yosi, where it's a child in the Yiraisa to make a mechitza, maybe does know from Gudachis. We don't say the mechitza comes down. Here, Taka Rabbi Yehuda would argue on Rabbi Yosi. So, really have no Rai, Rabbi Yehuda holds from Rabbi Yosi. Vaita, I can tell you, Swaro, for loy Rabbi Yosi, Savalok Rabbi Yehuda. Who are then maybe Rabbi Yosi that's matter by sukkah does not hold from Rabbi Yehuda our Mishnah that he could be matter by mechitzas over water of Hilchos Shabbos. I'll tell you like this. Ad kam loy kam Rabbi Yosi. Up until now we only heard from Rabbi Yosi that you say good aches, the mechitzas could come down even though they're off the ground three tefachim. Still they could come down to the ground, ela b'sukkah. Only by Hilchos Sukkah is he makel. Why? The Yisr Esei. To make a sukkah is only a mitzvah sasein. If you don't have a sukkah, you're eating outside the sukkah, you're only mevatel the mitzvah sasei. But there's no shalom of kurus involved. So about it's only a shalom for the mitzvah sasei, here Rabbi Yosi is makel to say that the din, Torah of the mitzvah sasei, we do say good aches. And therefore the mechitzah sakasha for the sukkah. Avul Shabbos, ma'ashenken any yisurim as nageyah to Shabbos, even though it's only a shalom the rabbonins, it's only a shalom of the Ruvi Chatzeres. But our koponim, the Yisrael of an Eruv HaChatzeres is, Rabbonim made a gzera, don't carry from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, because it looks like you're carrying from Rishus to another Rishus, that we're afraid you'll come to carry from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim. So I call upon him the Rav Gezeris here, that maybe you'd be over in Issa D'Oraisa. So Avul Shabbos, the Yisur Eskila, the Yisayit of carrying out on Shabbos from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yochid, there is an Issa Eskila involved too, Lo Yomar. Maybe Rav Yossi would not even say for the Rabbanan Dikas Sharli in Shabbos. But Vibal that pertains to Hilcha Shabbos, he would not say, oh, good Achis, no gay to Hilcha Shabbos. Rav Yossi is only Maker on Hilcha Sukkah, which is only Mitzvah Saseh. There we say good Achis, Mechitzah, that are 10 Tfachim high, but they're off the ground. You Tfachim, still we say it comes down to the ground. Vashenkin, for Hilcha Shabbos, Rav Yossi would argue on Rav Yudin our Mishnah, and would not say good Achis at all. So therefore, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi have two different shittas. Lo yom. So the Gemara v'yim toim, I have a question now. Oisa ma'isa shenase b'tzipori. There was a ma'isa that happened in Tzipori, the Chura, that we'll soon see the ma'isa later, that they were matta to carry with mechitzas tluyas, with mechitzas that are hanging over a dry land, which was gimel tfachim off the ground. Now the Mara, the Asri of Tzipori, was Rav Yossi. So Chura, we see that Rav Yossi is matta even for Hilcha Shabbos, that we say gudachas, because there was a shayla on Hilcha Shabbos. So that's the Gemara of Yom Tov, like to have a kasha. Oysa maisa shenase b'tzipori. This maisa that happened on Shabbos in Tzipori. Al pi minasa. Who was the maradasa that was matter with there? Loy al pi Rav Yossi. The Chura wasn't it al pi. The maradasa, the head of that city, was Rav Yossi. So you see, Rav Yossi is even matter on Shabbos to use such mechitzas that are hanging over the ground, even though they're higher up than Gimel Tzfachim. Still we say gudachas Hilcha Shabbos. So to Gemara, loy el al pi Reb Yishmael b'Reb Yosi Nasa. I tell you that Maisa was al pi the son of Reb Yosi. It was after Reb Yosi was nifter and his son Reb Yishmael took over. So his son Reb Yishmael, he took hold. You say good achas even by Hilcha Shabbos. But Reb Yosi himself is not muchrich held by Hilcha Shabbos. Maybe he only says it by Hilcha Sukkah, not by Hilcha Shabbos. What's the raya tomorrow? Tichiyosi Reb Dimi, because when Reb Dimi came. Oma, pa machas, one time, what was the maisa? Shochachu, they forgot, for lo heviyu sefer Torah miboyd yoim, that he did not bring the sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer where the shul was, where they have to lay on Shabbos morning. So the kitzer, they didn't have an eitzah how to get the sefer Torah into shul the Shabbos. The chotzer was in another chotzer, and they did not make before Shabbos in a ruvi chetzeres. So the chur, it's also to carry the sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer. What was the eitzah? Lamacha, when they wake up in the morning, Pirsu Sadin, they spread out sheets, Al Hamudim over beams, and over beams. In other words, they made like a mechitza now, Veviyu Sefer Torah. And they carried the Sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer. So the pshat from these mechitzas were, it was a direct mechitza, like two sets, like two rows of mechitza, two rows of sheet, directly from this chotzer where the Sefer Torah was to the shul. So the kids, even though there are other chatzerim involved, but we had now a direct mechitza, direct line like to walk from this chotzer to the other shul. So no other chotzer could get in here because there was no pesach, no entrance here. So Mela blinds like just these two rishriyas are here. So it's like from one rishus to yachid, which is mutter to carry. That was the maitza. So the kitzah they were making to carry with such mechitzas, even though the mechitzas were hanging. So the Gemara of a Karaboy and they read the Sefer Torah. So Mori has two questions on this maitza. First of all, Fret Gemara. Pirso lechatchila mishari is a mutter to spread out these sheets to make mechitzas on Shabbos. With a frat here, you want to make a mechitza to be matter to carry through a chotzer is a mutter to make mechitzas on Shabbos. V'ha'kol moedim, everybody is masking. Sheinoisin oil arai b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make an oil arai mitchil on Shabbos. With a frat, the mechitza is matter on Shabbos. Everybody holds that sosor. So how could you come to make mechitzas mitchil on Shabbos here? And if the Gemara Elamai, the Maisa was Elamotsu Sadin Prusim Al Hamudim. The Maisa was they woke up in the morning and they found that these mechitzas were taught here from before Shabbos, and still they carried the Sefer Torah through with these mechitzas on Shabbos. Ve'aviyu Sefer Torah v'karaboy. Even though these mechitzas were hanging off the ground more than Gimel Tfachim, still they were mekel here. So that was the kasha al chur and sipur with Rabbi Yosi. You see, Rabbi Yosi's mekel even Mehilcha Shabbos. He holds you do say good aches. Even Mehilcha Shabbos, and that the Teretz was, no, it wasn't Reb Yossi, it was after he was Nifter, when his son took over Reb Yishmuel, and his son was the one that was Mata this Maisa. So his son tackled that even for Hilcha Shabbos, like Reb Yudin, now Mishnah, that you do say good Achis by Mechitzas. Even by Hilcha Shabbos. So the Gemara, Omar Rabbah, Yishno Reb Yehuda, and now Mishnah, Reb Chanina ben Akiva, Omru Dover Echad. I tell you, they both say the same type of a Chiddush. What's the two chiddush? The Rabbi Yehuda hold the Amorin. The Rabbi Yehuda is like our chiddush in the Mishnah that we said that we make all, even though the mechit is only way all the way on top of the bor, even though it's on top, it's not inside the bor at all, still we make all. That we say gudachas behilchas Shabbos. That was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush in the Mishnah. Now, where's Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's chiddush? The Tanan we learned. Rabbi Chanina ben Akav Yoimer. The next Mishnah we'll soon see. Gizustra. If you have this porch that's sticking out of the wall, again, that underneath the porch is a nahor, is a river, and you want to schlep up the water from the river up until your porch. So the chura portion it's also because the river is a karmelis, and atop your porch is a reshus yochid. So what's the yetzah? So he says yetzah like this. If you have a porch that's sheyesh bo arbo amos al arba amos, that the porch is 4 amos by 4 amos wide. In other words, it's 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. The Eitzer is chokak bo dal dal dalad. In the middle of this porch, hollow out a hole, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, umamala. And through that hole, lower down your bucket, and you can step up the water. That's a b'chalinus heter. Even though before we learned it's only mut if you make two things. You have to first hollow out the mokum dal by dalad, and then make mechitis, gevoya yutvachim, either on top of the hole or on bottom of the hole. But at Kol Porim, you have to have mechitis surrounding this hole to make it Rishus HaYochid. Here he says no. As long as the porch itself is Rochiv Dalad by Dalad, it's Mutter. And what's the Svara? A new Svara, we say Kofaf. We look as if the hole is in the middle of these Dalad Amis. So we're saying now Dalad Amis is 24 by 24 Tvachim. So the middle 4 Tvachim is hollowed out for the hole. Now on each side of the hole, you have Yud Tvachim. Even though the Yud Tvachim is part of the flat porch, we say Kofaf. We look as if we bend up each side of the porch, that now it's straight up and becomes into a mechitza. That's Rabbi Yehuda's kula. So Amar Abaye says, no, who says one holds from the other one? The Dilma Lahi, they don't hold from one and the other, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. Ad kan lekem Rabbi Yehuda. When does Rabbi Yehuda make on our Mishnah Osam El Diyom Agud Achis Mechitza Osam? I tell you, Kol Porim, you have the mechitza going straight across this bor, just it's not inside the bor, it's on top of the bor. Good. So you have a mechitza yud tvachim hoy, we say gudach as the mechitza comes down. Avul kaif, the good loy, but to say Rabbi Yehuda holds from Rabbi Chanina's chiddush, that when you have this flat porch, the porch has no mechitza at all, still we say kaif, we'll look as if we'll bend upwards the two all around, the yud tvachim all around the hole, to make it into a mechitza, maybe that you don't say. Vaita, v'yad kan lekom Rabbi Chanina ben Akav yosem ela b'yam ha-shal tveria. Even Rabbi Chanina is only matter over the Yam Shal Tveria. Hayo v'yesh lo oganim. That our Kol Porim, it has a bank, it has rims all around it. So it has really a shame with Shusi Yochid Yam Shal Tveria. The eros v'kafifas, makifas oisom. Avul v'sham meimus loy. But by other rivers, maybe he's not makel at all. Now there's a regular river that's a Carmelis, he's not makel at all. Mashenken Yam Shal Tveria. Like we'll see later, really it's a Rishus HaYochid. Just the reason why you have to have some type of a heter is because these mechitzes are not hukuf ladira, and it's wider than a base of time than 70 by 70 yamas. Therefore, it's also at the bottom to metal in the yam shot variant. But our Kol Porim, it's not a regular karmelis, it's only like a Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, here Rabbi Yechanina is mekul with such a svara to say that we say kaif. We look as if the rest of the porch is bent over, bent upwards to look like a mechitza. But over a regular karmelis, maybe he's not mekul. Therefore, the two shittas are two different svaris. We have Yud Shita and Rabbi Chanina. It's not muchach one holds from the other. All right, we'll stop here. So you're holding up Daf Pei Zayin. The last Gemara was we had before that Pei Vovim Beis was Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's halacha. Just his last Zach Nachamol. This nan. Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva Oimer Gizustro. That's a porch that's sticking out over a yam. On the bottom is the river, and you have your house that's right next to the river, and you have your porch sticking out over the river. Sheyesh bo arba amos al arba amos. If your porch sticks out, it's 4 amos by 4 amos. That's how big your porch is, which in tvachim is 24. Rashi says 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, because an amo is six tvachim. So 4 amos by 4 amos is 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. So he says a kulu now.